Hello. We'd like to tell you the story of Jesus in our own way, as we sing and talk about how he came down from heaven to live the life of a man. We hope this wonderful story will become very real to you. Let's listen as an angel speaks to Mary.
An angel Gabriel, and I have come to tell you that God has chosen you to be his son. And God sent me to tell you to name the baby Jesus, for he
Mary, God sent an angel to tell me that you are going to be the mother of the Savior. How wonderful that he has chosen you to be the mother of his own son. He has greatly blessed you, Mary.
Yes, Joseph, how I praise him. Oh, how I praise the Lord. He has blessed me wondrously. His lowly servant girl, and he's done great things for me.
Mary is highly favored, for she believed God's word, and oh, how her soul rejoices and magnifies the Lord.
Months have passed, and Mary and Joseph are getting ready to go to Bethlehem.
Mary, we have to go to Bethlehem to register. It will be a long journey, but the emperor has made a law that we must go.
Yes, Joseph, I remember, and I've already packed our things. It will soon be time for the baby to be born, so I'm taking some blankets and clothes along for him.
I'm afraid it is going to be very tiring for you, but perhaps, if you ride on the donkey,
it will be all right, Joseph.
I'll get the donkey ready.
Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem. Joseph is speaking to the innkeeper.
Are you the keeper of this inn?
Yes, sir, but if she'll come for a room, all her rooms are taken.
We must find a place to stay. My wife is weary from our long journey and needs a place to rest.
I wish I could help you. So many people have come to town. The only place I can think of is my stable. But you wouldn't want to stay there.
Oh, yes. We will be grateful for that. Thank you so much.
They are weary and cold, but the stable is warm and dry. And there in the stall is the manger where baby will lie. Welcome. It's quiet and peaceful tonight, and the sky is so clear. The stars are shining brighter than ever. Shepherds are watching their sheep as they talk.
A shepherd's life is not an easy life on a cold night.
Look, look at the sky, that bright light. I'm frightened. What can it be?
Don't be afraid, for I have good news for you and for all the world. Tonight in Bethlehem, a Savior was born. His name is Christ the Lord. You'll find him lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth.
Shepherds hurried to Bethlehem, and they found the baby in the stable.
We have come to see the newborn Savior. We saw a bright light in the sky and were frightened. Then an angel told us the good news, that the Savior had been born tonight in Bethlehem, and that we would find him lying in a manger. We have found him. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. How I praise God.
Three wise men have come from the east, and they are talking to King Herod.
O king, it is written that a special star will be the sign of a birth of a new king of the Jews. We have seen his star and followed it from the east.
I wish I knew where that baby is.
I must find out. No new king is going to take my place.
When you find a child, report back to me and tell me where he is, so that I may worship him also.
We must go and continue our search.
Look, the star has appeared again. It's standing over Bethlehem. Wait, now it's directly over that stable. Let's go in.
Through Jerusalem.
God has warned me not to let King Herod know where the baby is. He wants to kill the child.
We shall go home another way.
King Herod was really mad when he found out the wise men didn't obey him. He sent soldiers to Bethlehem to kill every baby boy 2 years old and under. God warned Joseph to take Mary and the baby away from Bethlehem, so they hurried and moved to Nazareth. Years passed, and Jesus is now 6 years old.
I'm so glad that Jesus came to live here in our neighborhood.
I'm glad, too. Listen, what is that noise?
It's coming from Joseph's carpenter shop.
There's Jesus. He's building something.
Old. His friend Jim is talking to the other kids.
You know, Jesus is really a good kid. He's different, you know what I mean?
When I am playing, if someone hits me, then I give him a whack.
Jesus is different. When someone hits him, he never hits him back.
Now that Jesus is 12 years old, his friends have found that he's interested in very important things, and they're talking about it.
You know something? Jesus doesn't come out to play with us very often anymore like he did when we were younger.
He's interested in more important things now.
What things would that be?
Well, things about God, I guess.
Look over there! I wonder where all those people are going. Some are walking, and some are riding mules and horses. They must be going on a long journey.
Yeah, they're going to a big celebration in Jerusalem. It's time for the Passover festival.
How did you know?
Jesus told me. Boy, Jesus is really lucky to be 12 years old now, because he gets to go along with his parents this year.
I sure do wish we could go.